World. I'm Tessa Smith. I'm a sophomore, and this interview is what we're kind of doing to explain my meeting with Darren Crist this weekend. My dad, it was kind of ironic because like around October, he asked me what I wanted for Christmas and I had no idea. So I just said, Darren Crist, duh. And then that's actually what he got me, is Darren Crist.
Yeah, Robert Smith. Well, I knew she loved Darren Crist, as it's pretty much all she's talked about the last maybe year or so. There's a website called charitybuzz.com. I saw that there was this experience where you could bid on the chance to get to meet Darren Crist after the show. So that was decided that would be a good Christmas present. She was sitting right there, and we were opening presents with just like this sheet of paper that said, congratulations, you won this Darren Crist experience to see him on Broadway and meet him afterwards. And she just was kind of shocked, didn't say anything, and then...
Oh my God! Seriously?
Thank you.
What is it?
It's meet Darren Crist.
What?
After you see him in the play.
It's serious and for true.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Hey, Ellis.
Probably the best reaction I've had from a Christmas gift of hers. The way it's supposed to go is that afterwards, at the stage door, there's a guy, like a security guy with a list, and we'll be on the list. Knocking on wood, I hope this works out, because you never know. I'm supposed to go in, and then there'll be probably some other fans there too, but I'm supposed to spend 10 minutes with them or so and probably get some photos and some autographs.
Just personally, I don't know Darren. I've never spoken to him before, so this is really important for me, but I've heard so many accounts of just how crazy special he is. He is a really stand-up human being. He's so nice. He's got an amazing voice, and he writes his own music. He's the most talented person I think I have ever encountered, not met, but that's pretty much why I'm freaking out right now. I've actually been planning this for like the last month. I have 3 pages taken up in my notebook, and I'm planning on asking him questions, like sophisticated questions about his music, his career, and then I'm probably just gonna fangirl. I'm gonna make silly comments and have him sign things and take funny pictures. Oh, and I've also planned the entire hug that I want from him. Okay, I'm a bit of a connoisseur of hugs, so I know when hugs are really awesome and when they're just like, oh, that was sweet. So when I meet him, before we do anything, probably even before I introduce myself, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to hug you. It's going to be at least 10 seconds, and it's going to be a bear hug. So you're going to have to be into it. And then rocking back and forth, trying to pick me up, that's optional. I don't want him to hurt himself. He's on Broadway. But this is very important that he gets it right. My dad really appreciates Darren. He thinks he's a great artist. So I think that's part of the reason this is even happening.
I love that he made it onto TV and has a successful career through kind of a different pathway. You know, like he was creative, made his own thing, you know, wrote his own music. It is, you know, he kind of created this huge fan base through a non-traditional kind of a method. And I love that part about it. It's also, I guess from a dad's point of view, seemed like a pretty wholesome guy. Like he's not like a threatening guy for your daughter to sort of be interested in. He seems very positive and very creative. And I was in musicals when I was in high school. Like at his age, I was in West Side Story in high school, and his character on Glee was in West Side Story too. So I kind of feel a little bit of a connection there. But I just think he's wild talented. He's just a great singer, and the way he composed music, I just think is great. And being around Tessa as much as I am, I get to hear a lot of different things, because she finds these things on the backwaters of the internet, like his like acoustic guitar performance at some restaurant or something. You know, somebody YouTubed it, and so she ripped the recording off so we can listen to it in the car when we're driving place to place and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it'll be cool meeting him, but I just can't wait to see the performance. I love Broadway shows, and I think it'll be a blast. My greatest hope is that it meets her wild expectations of what it could be.
I honestly didn't know anything about a Harry Potter musical when I first saw Darren on Glee, but it was very shortly after that that I kind of got to know who he was, and on Glee he was just this really attractive, really talented guy that I was looking forward to seeing more of, but with a Harry Potter musical he was like a legend or something. I couldn't believe that he wrote the music. I loved how quirky he was, and then it just exploded from there.
Would you call it love at first sight?
I could say that.